And a pleasant good Monday evening, everyone. Welcome to the new fall edition of the Licking County Locker Room. It is hard to believe, but we're back here again, and we're spicing things up a little bit. We're going to start this season with a little look at the LCL, both Cardinal and Buckeye divisions, and we are so blessed to have a few coaches from each division join us. It's a busy week, a lot going on, but they've volunteered their time to join us to talk a little bit about their schools, their teams, and the upcoming Cardinal division. We want to welcome in head coach from Heath, Tim Ward, from Utica, Charlie Rowley, and from Northridge, Dustin Calhoun. Guys, thanks so much for being here. Appreciate your time. And I guess we'll start with the guy who has the newest stadium in the group, and that would be Coach Calhoun. He's put tireless efforts in there, shoving the dirt and getting everything ready, and he gets to have it as part of his home opener Friday night. So, Coach, we talked at the ceremony just a few days ago, but I'm sure the excitement is building for Friday night.
It is. It's excitement for a lot of people. There's a lot of people in that community that spend a lot of time effort raising the funds. This isn't something that happened in 1 or 2 years. This took multiple years, started way back before COVID even occurred. So it's long overdue, but very excited. The community's ready, and I think our players are ready to play on it.
No question about it. And now we turn over to Utica, and we talk about the community. And Coach, what a year you guys had last year. You get the winning season. You get to the postseason. You've beaten a couple teams that you hadn't beaten in a while. And I know the community was really galvanized by what they saw from your ball club last year.
Yeah, successful year for us last year. Very excited about that. We certainly want to build off of that success. Take pride in that and those guys that we are losing to graduation. But new year this year, new team. We talk about raising the standard and just continuing to grow and develop our program. So very excited about the team we have this year. And just hopefully that we continue to develop and improve this program.
And the reigning champs, Coach Ward, I know when we talked a couple of years ago, you said, you know, we can be peaks and valleys, but we want to be consistent. So you're coming off a league championship, a playoff victory. You took some heavy losses in graduation, but you've got that ring from last year, and I know the guys coming back want to get another one.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's what it's about. We've kind of had ups and downs like every public school around here does, and one of the things when I took over the program about 8 years ago was trying to make the lows not quite so low and the highs higher, and so trying to keep that flow from going up and down too much. And so we just got to try and remain as consistent as possible and get better every week to try to get there.
So how do you feel the team is at this point as you get ready for week one Friday night?
Well, I mean, we had a pretty good showing against Columbus Academy in our scrimmage, and then I don't want to say we had a letdown against Lincoln Heights, but maybe to the outside looking in, we might not have been on the scoreboard exactly what we expected to be, but that was a lot more due to we had some things that we had to work on, and we had to push through and work on those things no matter what the outcome was on the scoreboard. I'm never afraid to lose a scrimmage. I mean, I need to work on things that we need to work on. And so I think we've made some big steps forward going into this week, and if we can get as better from today to tomorrow and tomorrow to Wednesday and Wednesday to Thursday as we have from Friday night to today, I think we'll be in good shape.
Helping me out tonight is one of the co-hosts from the T100 High School Football Scoreboard Show, that being Lee Waller. Lee, always a pleasure to have you around. And before I ask coaches a couple of other questions, you've been around a part of the LCL for a long time, and you've seen it improve as the league goes on. How do you think now this league is starting to stack up with maybe some of the other leagues we have in and around Central Ohio?
Well, I think it's certainly at this point one of probably the better small school leagues in Central Ohio. Certainly the Cardinal has changed a lot in the last 6 or 8 years. You went from Newark Catholic and Johnstown kind of dominating that early on. Heath all of a sudden is winning it pretty much every year, it seems like, now and in it. And then we've got, you know, Coach Rowley doing a good job at Utica, first time in, what, 21 years, I think, last year, making the playoffs. And, you know, there's a lot of excitement around Northridge. I think it's really well balanced right now. You've got a lot of buy-in. And the big school division, I think we know who's there. We have programs with great identity there. And then we've got teams, Licking Heights and Watkins, all of a sudden now, you know, kind of western part of the county now rising up a little bit. I think it's a fantastic league, and I think with the addition of Zanesville and Mount Vernon recently, it just makes it even better.
Coach Riley, we talked a little bit about last season, 7-4 mark. You had some tremendous athletes. You got a couple great ones coming back. But I did notice in the article you had in the paper where you were pretty adamant, we're not going to rest on what we accomplished. It was great what we did. Thanks for the pats on the back. But if the players don't want to take it to the next level, it's going to be a one-shot deal, and we're not going to be able to do what we did last year.
Yeah, like I mentioned earlier, we're using the idea of raise the standard. The expectation is that we continue to grow and develop, like I mentioned. Last year was great, but that was last year. Brand new year. Like Lee mentioned, the LCL every year, you got to be ready every single week. And you got to prepare. Each and every team, it's a battle. So excited for week one here. We have a strong schedule in front of us. But I believe our kids have prepared well. We've had a good summer, a good preseason. It's new year. And just because of last year, nothing is promised or guaranteed this year. So we got to be ready to go.
And you are one of the few that has your returning quarterback coming back. A lot of coaches, Coach Ward has got to replace one of his all-time greats, but it's nice when you do have your signal caller coming back to lead the show.
Yeah, it certainly helps. Hayden Piper, he's a great player. He's a great leader. Just commands our offense really well. I feel like this year at the moment we are further ahead offensively just in the offseason. I think that's, part of that experience returning. Excited about our guys up front. We think we have an experienced offensive line. But we gotta continue to work. Coach mentioned it, and I agree. We gotta be better tomorrow than we were today. We gotta be a better Wednesday. At the quarterback position, it is nice to have that 11-game returning starter who commands the offense very well.
Coach Calhoun, I think the one thing folks have talked about with Northridge, and since you've come on board, physicality is you're going to take somebody's best shot and you're going to fire it back at you. I know injuries kind of hurt you last year on the offensive side of the ball, but anything I'm saying there that's not true and how you want your program and how you want your team to compete on Friday nights?
Yeah, that word you mentioned is compete. When we walked in to Northridge, that one of the first things we did was kind of sat down with our players and said, look, let's be realistic. We haven't competed here at Northridge in a long time. And you have to learn to compete before you can learn to win. And we felt like that was what we were doing last year. We were more competitive than they have been in the past, but the record didn't reflect that. So now we got to take that next step and start having the record reflect some of the advancements we feel like we've made from the competitive side.
What are a couple of your key players coming back that you think are going to be leaders, not just on the field, but, during practice time, during when things aren't going the way you hoped? Who do you hope is going to take that mantle and run with it?
Yeah, we have, our tailback is coming back, Cam Brannigan, who went down with a knee injury, really mid-season, played a couple games on it and then ended up not being able to finish. Ty Kohler steps in at our quarterback position who was hurt in camp last year. He probably would have played started for us last year, but he was hurt his foot in camp and didn't get to play at all last year. We got Ben Ahmet at receiver. Dylan Chambers is kind of a versatile player. He played quarterback for us last year. He'll be receiver as well, maybe some tailback as well. And then we've got a good group of junior offensive linemen. They're all back. I think our one senior that we have up there, we moved from center out to tight end, and the rest of those guys are all juniors. On the defensive side, Riley Wheeler's been our leader at the linebacker position, led us in tackles last year, and we've got up front, again, a couple juniors at defensive end that I think are going to have a real good year, and then hopefully our senior, Tony T., there in the middle can come along and continue to improve and make plays for us.
So number 10 is no longer back there in leading you, and I know some linemen also have graduated, Coach Ward. So what does your schematics change at all? Because you had a lot of, well, I shouldn't say a lot of plays, but if a play broke down last year, you had the guys that could make still something out of nothing. Now that you have this much to replace, does it change at all?
No, I don't think it does. It might change to the average fan watching, but as far as the scheme of the play, we just got to work on making sure that our plays happen on rhythm and that we make the correct read. A lot of times with Bayless, and not just him, but also when you had guys like Toomey and Dalen McIntyre to get the ball to, and then you had an experienced offensive line that had four seniors who are all multi-year starters, you could break down, like you said, and a play might not go perfect, and next thing you know, we're still picking up 10, 20 yards on it. This year, it's just a lot more important to make sure that we go through the progression, we make the correct read, and then it happens on time. And so that's what we've really been working on for the last several weeks, and really after Friday night, just making some adjustments to those things, and looked a lot better today with some slight adjustments.
Is Connor the main weapon at this point for you, be it on either side of the ball?
Definitely he is a weapon. I mean, he's got a chance to be the first four-time All-Ohio guy in school history. Obviously one of the best football players in the county on both sides of the ball. But we really think that we have a dynamic duo in the backfield with him and Ja'Kai Royster, both sharing the load at tailback. And then we've moved a couple of defensive linemen to linebacker on defense, who are able to give a little bit of a breather to Connor, or at least compliment him at inside backer there also with him and Colton McLean and J.J. Holloway moving from defensive line to linebacker, and then bringing Carter Mason from the outside linebacker to play inside with Connor. So we should have a good linebacker core, and we should have a great backfield.
You know, I don't know that Ryan Day and Jim Harbaugh would ever have done this. So, again, I appreciate you guys being here and getting along so well. We'll take a break here on the Licking County Locker Room Show. We'll come back and take a look at the LCL Cardinal. Maybe these guys will talk about each other and what they expect, but we'll do that after this timeout as you're listening to the Licking County Locker Room live from Ship Brothers Brewing here on Kate 98.7.
To help ensure your child's success as they progress through their grade levels. Because at Par Excellence STEM Academy, we will help put the student in student athlete. Our classes and lunches are free, so enroll today. Find out more at parexcellenceacademy.org.
If you want to prove to your neighbors that you own land, you need a deed. But if you want to prove it to yourself, you need a tractor. That's why Coyote's made two all-new subcompact tractor models. The CS2220 and CS2520 feature drive-over mid-mount mower options and 22 to 25 horsepower Coyote diesel engines. Coyote, we dig dirt. Visit your Coyote dealer, Buckeye Valley Equipment, 3570 National Road in Hebron, or online at buckeyevalleyequipment.com.
Licking Memorial Health System's mission to improve the health of the community extends above and beyond providing quality health care services to Licking County residents. We value service and philanthropy and support local organizations that uplift and strengthen the entire community. LMHS is committed to supporting community benefits in arts and culture, housing and economic improvement, youth activities, social service organizations, higher education, and community service.
Life is sweet with dessert.
When someone asks, where's a local bakery? You say, Desserts Bakery, serving 35 flavors of cupcakes, cookies, buckeyes, cake pops, donuts, and more. Order your custom cakes from Desserts Bakery for any occasion. 381 South 30th Street in Heath. Life is sweeter with desserts.
Your family will love sweetness.
A lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment with more reliability and versatility built in, like Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Z-Series mowers that deliver a quality cut, and Sidekick utility vehicles where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today.
Visit Lashley Tractor Sales in Zanesville, Quaker City, St. Clairsville, and Marietta, or online at LashleyTractor.com.
Shamrock Printing is the county's best-kept secret. Their customer service and attention to detail makes every order perfect, whether celebrating your seniors or your school. And don't forget about them at your office. Their efficiency and pricing makes them the best choice there, too. Shamrock Printing can now print signage on all kinds of materials, like wood, metal, plastic, and canvas. Whatever you want printed, whatever you want it printed on. Shamrock Printing, South 3rd Street, Newark.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can. But it's just as important to take time for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Now, back to the Licking County Locker Room with Brian Mays at Ship Brothers Brewing on Kate 98.7.
Beautiful Monday night here in downtown Newark as we are previewing the LCL coming up. Of course, we're your home for all the great Friday night football games right here on Kate 97, and a lot of games we'll have involving the LCL Cardinal. We're happy to have from Utica Coach Charlie Rowley, Heath Tim Ward, and from Northridge, Dustin Calhoun. So all of you have had a little different longevity and time within the Cardinal, and of course I asked Lee about his thoughts on the LCL Cardinal, but I'll throw it to all of you of what this lead means to you and the team, because I've said this before, I think it's a very competitive lead, but it's a very professional lead. Everybody treats each other the right way. There's some good battles on the field, and don't get me wrong, I'm sure there's trash talking every once in a while, but at the end, these guys lift weights together. They play different sports together, especially in the off season. But, Coach, I'll start with you. Just your thoughts on this league and what it means to Utica.
Yeah, as we said, I mean, it's a great league. It's a competitive league. Great players, great coaches, great programs. Mentioned earlier, I mean, you got to be prepared every single week. And you got to show up ready to play. You know, like you mentioned, a lot of our kids know, you know, they know kids from Heath. They know kids from Northridge. You know, we're every school being in the Cardinal Division, we're all in the same county. So you're always going to have an atmosphere each week. You know, in a way, almost every week's a rivalry within the county. So I just love the competitiveness of the league and just what it takes each and every week to be successful. It's a battle, and it is a good, strong league.
Coach Ward?
Yeah, I mean, same. I can echo pretty much everything that Coach Rowley just said. But, I mean, I love playing the Licking County League. It's nice being able to see the guys year in and year out. And, I mean, you form a professional friendship with them as well. I mean, to see guys have success and take a program to the next level is pretty neat. And, I mean, then you add in the fact, like, even when I was in school, I mean, I played at Heath. Coach Rowley played at Utica. Coach Calhoun played at Heath. I mean, well, a lot of us are county guys as well. And so you add that in. Heath Lakewood was always week one. Heath Utica, when I was in school, was always week three, even though they were non-league games. And so a lot of those rivalries have been bred in me since I first started watching football when I was a little kid, actually watching Coach Calhoun and other guys play at Heath. back in the day. So, I mean, that rivalry, it's fun, and it's nice because it's just so long-lasting. And then you kind of look at the league also. What's kind of neat is Heath, Lakewood, and Newark Catholic are right next to each other. And then you have Johnstown, Utica, and Northridge kind of right next to each other up north. And so not only do you have that rivalry within the county, you have that kind of proximity rivalry as well. And so, I love it.
And both corridors have speed traps, so, and I've been aware of both of those, so thanks for that. How about you, Coach?
Well, first I need to, you notice Coach Ward here said when he was a kid he watched me.
Yeah,
that was a shot across the bow.
It was,
there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the old guy at the table, geez. But that is true. I've been around Lincoln County for a long time. I spent half my coaching career really at the college level. I've been in both of these guys' schools. I've recruited players, I think, from almost every school in Lincoln County to play at some of the colleges I've been at. So I've got a bond with a lot of different schools in Lincoln County. Graduate from Heath. My wife is a graduate from Utica. My cousin is Bill Franks, one of the great North Catholic players and coaches. I taught at Lakewood my first teaching job out of high school. My son went to a state championship at Johnstown, and I coached there for a lot of years as well. So, yes, I'm very tied to Lincoln County, and the reason is because of good people like these guys here that I'm sitting with, great community, great parents, great families, and that's what it's all about. You know, it's nice to go and play a hard-fought game and then be respectful and respect not just the kids on the field, but the parents in the stands. It makes it all about what football really is about.
Lee?
I thought your lead-in for the longevity question was a good one, because I think we can all, coach speak is good, and for this time of year, you're going to hear it a lot. I wonder, for this season, with where all your programs are right now, like, what constitutes success for Northridge in 2024? Because everybody wants to win a league title, right? But ultimately, it's only going to be probably one or two teams that do it. What's Northridge's success this year? What do we think that is?
That's a great question, because certainly we want to win a league title, and that's what we talk to our guys about. We talk about championships. But in order to get there, we got to take that next step. So we spend a lot of time about talking about the word I talked about earlier, is competing, fighting till the end. We started the first week with our scrimmage and went out and played well. And then, like Coach said at Heath, our last scrimmage, we didn't play very well. And so then we had to really sit down and talk about that. Like, we got to continue to improve every day. And so, is it a league title? Is that a goal of ours? Absolutely. But that doesn't mean that our season is only dependent upon a league title to be successful. We need to improve from where we were last year, and we need to be in games. Even if we don't win games, we need to be in games all the way to the end and start fighting to the end. And then once you get there, I think then you take that next step maybe and get those league championships. But, yeah, our kids are focused on winning, and they haven't been in a long time. And I think when you get a group of kids that maybe haven't done it before and starting to feel it, you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I think Coach Rowley could probably echo that sentiment a little bit. But so with you guys coming off of where you came off of last year, maybe not your expectations, but do you get the feeling with your kids the expectations are playoffs next year?
I mean, coming off of last year, I think there's obviously a buzz that we made to week 11. You talked about a successful season, and that is a tough question. Quite honestly, I mean, in our program, we don't, I don't ever say we got to win this many games. We don't really make that goal. We talk about controlling what we can control. There's another team each week that has a say in the outcome. We want to play with great effort. We want to play physical. We want to play best of our ability. But I will say, with the taste of the playoffs, that is, I think we could say that is an expectation, or at least competing, for that. We want to, we mentioned in the first segment, we don't be satisfied. It's not a 1 year and done. It's a goal every single year for our program to develop and improve. That doesn't necessarily mean wins and losses. But I think there are some expectations within our program that have been established now.
it's the same thing. As far as what our goals will never change, and we will never back down from our goals. Our goals are to win the league title, to make the playoffs and try and put a run together, and to compete at every level that we possibly can, and not just to field a team, but to actually compete at those levels. But as far as what makes our team successful, I think has to kind of look at why did I get into coaching in the first place. And the reason I got into coaching in the first place was because the men who have sharpened my life revolve around the men who have impacted me on a football field and for a great deal. And I'm a big believer that as iron sharpens iron, one man sharpens another. And I believe that by fielding a coaching staff that models integrity and that teaches integrity, and we try to get our guys to be tough kids, but more so to be mentally, physically, and strong in their faith, in whatever that is. And so as we teach them to do that, one of the biggest things to do when trying to model that to kids is to teach them to be the best version of themselves every day. So that applies to football and it applies to life. And so I think at the end of the season, if I can look back and say that I did whatever I could to help them become the best version of themselves every day and to get better every day, then it's going to be a successful season. And then the wins and losses, they kind of go up to whether or not you achieved your goal or not.
Yeah, it certainly doesn't hurt the momentum to win a state title in baseball a couple months ago either, does it?
No doubt.
Well, it's also nice that all three of you get to start the season at home. That's, I think, always better than being on the road. And I think everybody gets two games at home to start the season. So not really looking at the competition, because I think it is about you guys and what you can accomplish on Friday night. But I still want to know from all three of you, because you've played and you've coached, what are your feelings 2 minutes before kickoff of that season to start? I mean, is it that same type of butterflies, that same type of deal, or are you more focused on your kids? Because you've all been through it. You've been through it in multiple different types of ways. But when Friday night, that first go-around comes for each season, what's it like? And whoever wants to kick it in can start.
I'm the oldest here.
Yeah, that's right. That's true.
I've been through the most games. But I was thinking the other day driving home about this. You know, the thing about coaching is I still get just as nervous, if not more nervous, like those butterflies in my stomach as a coach. And I think a little bit of it comes down to, you know, what we talked to. Somebody mentioned earlier, I forget which coach mentioned it, but about controlling what you can control. And as a coach, sometimes you don't have as much control of things as you did as a player. So when I was a player and going out for a game, sometimes I felt a little bit more confident because I was confident in myself and what I was going to do that night. Mm-hmm. You know, a coach, you're dependent upon 14, 15, 16, 17-year-old kids to go out and do their job. And I'm confident our kids will do that, but they're still 14, 15, 16, 17-year-old kids. So I still get really nervous for games. And butterflies, I guess, I don't know. But, those nerves, just because things are they're getting ready to go, and you don't always know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, it's I will certainly be excited come Friday. I mean, there's always the nervousness and just that excitement of it is Friday. With week one, like we mentioned, we are at home. I think that's a positive for us. We've played pretty well at home here as of late. But I think, you know, with the excitement, kids are excited. And I think you got to kind of balance it. I mean, I think you can overdo that. So helping the kids just relax a little bit. They're going to be uptight. They're going to be nervous. So I think we as coaches also got to make sure that we bring a bit of a calming and just relaxed and business as usual type mentality in that week one. Being week one, we talked with our guys today. We got to worry about us. I mean, obviously we have an opponent that has a say, but in my mind, week one is who doesn't make a ton of mistakes, penalties, turnovers. If you can take care of the football and play a clean game in week one, you're going to give yourself a chance. So, we just got to help our kids, be smooth and relaxed in that pregame process to say.
Yeah, I mean, I absolutely love Friday night football, especially in Ohio. I think we all do, and I think that's the reason why we still choose to do what we do. I mean, being a graduate of Heath High School too, it's a lot more special, I think, to and Coach can attest to this. At your alma mater, you're setting the way for kids to hopefully someday want to follow in your footsteps and do exactly what you do. And I've been fortunate enough to be part of 243 varsity football games at Heath High School, whether it's as a player, as a coach, and I still get just excited for every single one, as I did from the very first game that I walked down that hill as a freshman in 1997. And as excited as I get, the butterflies, the emotion, seeing the crowd, walking through the students, all that good stuff, the bottom line is it's still football. And whoever comes out Friday night and tackles better and blocks better, takes care of the football, they're going to win. So it doesn't really matter what the scheme and all that stuff is. If you can't block, you can't tackle, if you can't handle the football, then you're going to run into problems. So,
guys, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it. And hopefully we can do this again next year. But all the best to you guys for the LCL Cardinal battle and for the 2024 season, and wish you all the best.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
We'll take a time out and turn our sights towards the LCL Buckeye. That's next as you're listening to the Licking County Locker Room from Ship Brothers Brewing on Kate 98.7.
This is the Licking County Locker Room Show on WCLT, W254-CT Newark, Kate 98.7. This is the Licking County Locker Room Show on WCLT, W254-CT Newark, Kate 98.7.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Visit your Coyote dealer, Buckeye Valley Equipment, 3570 National Road in Hebron, or online at buckeyevalleyequipment.com.
At Licking Memorial Health Systems, our mission is to improve the health of the community. Our facilities utilize state-of-the-art technology that surpasses the standard for community hospitals to provide excellent health care for Licking County residents. Our healthcare technology features surgical robotics, advanced patient monitoring systems, cutting-edge imaging, and more to enhance patient outcomes, recovery, and safety.
Everyone says it's the cherry that matters. Not so at Ship Brothers Brewing. Ship Brothers is a destination in the heart of downtown Newark that is so spectacular, there's nothing like it anywhere. Come aboard to experience incredible appetizers, outstanding burgers and sandwiches, and the one-of-a-kind beer wall. What? That's right. Don't wait on a bartender anymore. Head to the beer wall and design your own tasting flight. Ship Brothers Brewing, a one-of-a-kind sensory destination.
On the farm, a tractor needs to be as reliable as a five-bar gate, as strong and tough as a barbed wire fence, but way more comfortable. It needs to effortlessly lift, pull, mow, and bale. Out here, the incredibly engineered Kubota M7 was born to farm. Visit your hometown Kubota dealer. Kubota. Shape your world.
Visit Lashley Tractor Sales in Zanesville, Quaker City, St. Clairsville, and Marietta, or online at lashleytractor.com.
At Husqvarna, we want you to enjoy cutting the grass, and that's why we build easy-to-operate residential zero-turn mowers. Husqvarna Zero Turns provide superior performance and maneuverability, are comfortable to drive, and easy to maintain. They feature powerful engines, durable cutting decks, rugged frames and casters, and ergonomic controls. Everything you need to make the mowing more enjoyable. Learn more about Husqvarna Zero Turn mowers at Wright Brothers Power or online at WrightBrothersPower.com.
There are those who dedicate themselves to a sense of honor, to a life of courage, and a commitment to something greater than themselves. They have always defended this nation and each other. They still do. The few, the proud, the Marines.
Amen.
again. Here's that song again.
For the 100th time today.
Here's that song again.
It's gonna be stuck in your head all day.
Yay! Here's that song again.
It will make you cray cray.
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
Yay!
Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Watch out!
You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns.
Nope,
in the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the Licking County Locker Room with Brian Mays at Ship Brothers Brewing on Kate 98.7.
And welcome back, everyone, as we get ready for the start of high school football. Hard to believe, but right around the corner, some games even on Thursday night. Of course, our coverage starts Friday with the only inter-county matchup we've got so far to start in week one, and that'll be the Hornets of Licking Heights taking on the Wildcats of Newark at Whitefield. We even have a little tailgate party for you, beginning at Whitefield at 5 o'clock, pregame 6:45, and the kickoff at 7 p.m. So we're going to turn our sights to the LCL Buckeye, and we had some scheduling issues going on with some Buckeye high school coaches tonight, but we got the dean, and what better way to do that than to talk about his team and the LCL Buckeye than no other than Coach Randy Boffman. Coach, thanks so much for spending some time and joining us tonight. And again, I asked the coaches before from the Cardinal about butterflies and stuff. What are your thoughts each season as they get ready for that Friday night, the first go-around?
Well, they're still there. You know, even after 49 years, they're still there. And I guess I would say if they're not, then that tells me it's time to hang it up. But I still get nervous. Maybe not quite as much or the same way when I was young, and you know, it was all brand new to me. So it's, you know, we've done it a lot of times, but feeling the excitement of high school football. I still say there's no better atmosphere than a Friday night with a full stadium and playing high school football.
Well, it's a great culture out there at Licking Valley, especially for home games. The team last year, we did a couple of your ball games where maybe the team wasn't playing as well as they could have in the first half, or some breaks weren't going their way, but that team just never quit, and they always seemed to find a way, especially against the very tough opponents, and you get that round one playoff victory on the road. I just thought that team was pretty special.
Well, that's a tribute to the senior class. I thought we had a group of seniors last year that were a special bunch. And following a couple years that maybe we were down a little bit, I think they were determined to try to right the ship a little bit. They really hung together. That's when you can tell, you know, what type of team you got when you get down. And we lost a couple games early, and sometimes they kind of, you know, throw in the towel. But I thought that group last year worked harder. Some younger kids came on for us as the year progressed. So it was a fun year, because I thought it was an extremely tough schedule, you know, with a couple of the non-league games that we had. So I was real happy with them.
Are you able to see what that senior class did from a camaraderie standpoint with the now seniors that were juniors last year? Have they been able to take that baton and run with it? I know it's sometimes you maybe not know until you've actually been in game-like situations, but how do you feel the chemistry has gone?
Sure hope so. I mean, they had a good model to follow, and you know, I think this group of seniors, it's a small group. It's been small all the way through. I can remember them playing some freshman games where they had to use a wide receiver at guard, but That's why playing at the lower levels is so fun. It's just kind of mix and match. But they won, even though they were doing things like that. They still won. So this group, I think, have experienced winning. And I think they've had a good summer. We had a real good winter. I mean, we've got some athletes that have played other sports. I like that. That shows that you've got athletes. So we're optimistic.
Lee?
I just kind of wonder, when you get this close to a season, you have such a big game to open the season. Obviously, it means so much to a couple counties here in Central Ohio. You've done this for long enough now. When you go into that, is there a sense of calm going into this week, or is there a sense of, we need to match Sheridan's energy? Because you know they're going to come to your house and come out and probably bring the energy.
Oh, there's no calm whatsoever. I like the big game atmosphere. It just helps your off season, makes the weight room so much easier. I mean, you're focused on that opening night. I like the big crowds that it usually brings. I like the fact that we don't like them. They don't like us.
I appreciate you willing to admit that.
That type of thing. So if anybody denies it, they're lying to you.
Yeah.
I mean, we won a few years there against Sheridan, and I'll be honest, the last 3 years they've put it on us. So, you know, this year's is going to be difficult, but it really gives you something to shoot for when you've got that tough one right out of the gate.
Yeah. Line play, I know you've talked about it, wanting to get maybe more physical and wanting to establish the run. You've got some good horses up front. You got a great running back coming back. Is that also a key as we go from one Rogers to another, as starting out as a sophomore and Brody replacing Hayden? So is that a key to help him get into the flow a little bit by what you can do on the ground?
Well, sure, it is. I'm still old-fashioned, even though everybody's spread offense, throw the football around. My first love still is to run the football, you know, and if you can run the football, you're going to be very successful. So whether we've got a senior quarterback or a sophomore quarterback, it's we're going to try to run the ball first. If the defense stops you, then you got to do some other things. But I've been pleased with Brody. He's very mature for a sophomore. He comes from a football family, so that helps. Anybody that plays us knows that we're going to try to run the thing. It's just different than it used to be, where you had everybody in tight and you just played power football. Now you do it different ways.
And I know defensively, your linebacking core might be the strength of the defense, or am I jumping the gun a little bit?
I'm very optimistic with our defensive line. We've probably got as many guys back up there, maybe more so than we do a linebacker. Now, we got our leading tackler in Luke Conaway back, so that's nice to have him there. We've got three of our secondary guys back too, so again, we've got some experience on defense, but it takes all of it when you face a Sheridan team week one. They're always very well prepared. You know they're not going to make mistakes to hurt themselves, so you want to be fundamentally sound.
I was just going to ask an off-the-wall question. Speaking of the changes that have happened recently, how well have you and your staff, you felt like, adapted, and what do you think of the expanded playoffs?
Again, I'm old-fashioned. I don't necessarily, you know, approve of 16 teams.
Okay.
I really thought 8 was the right number.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But again, I understand the reasoning for it. It gives teams that maybe haven't made the playoffs too much a better chance. But the playoffs are just a special time of the year, and I guess it doesn't really matter, you know, how many's in it. I was around when they only took 4.
Yes.
And we had like 3 or 4 years where we just missed making the playoffs by a point, and we were 9-1. Yeah. So I really thought it was great when they went to 8. I liked it at 8, but, you know, it's no big deal.
Right. Yeah, I was went to Utica, and we had a 10-0 team that missed the playoffs 1 year in the 4-team format. So. Yeah.
Hey, we've got another guest. We've got another coach that was able to join us all the way from the western part of the county, from Licking Heights, Coach Austin Drewer. Coach, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you. It's good to be here. Came from the practice field, so, yeah, I'm here and excited about it.
There you go. Well, we've been asking Coach Boffman about his team and the expectations. Your team last year, a couple of wins and watching a couple of games, close, just a couple of plays could have made a difference, a penalty here, a turnover there. So how do you try and rectify that in the offseason getting ready for week one?
Well, I think for us, one of the big things has been attendance. It's really kind of a district thing, but specifically for athletics and football is getting kids to buy into the weight room. That's something that was lacking in the past. So we put some rewards in place and some things. So it really started in December, getting guys in the weight room. We've had more buy-in with that, you know, trying to do some of the culture building that we've needed to do. So it's been a long process of self-reflection and, you know, kind of having a vision for the program and holding kids to that. So
you can set that up. It's got to be the juniors and seniors that kind of lead the way on that. So how have your upperclassmen assisted with that?
I've been very pleased with what they've done. You know, really from the outset of the season, you know, they didn't want to have another 2-8 season. And so they've been really putting in the work. You know, a lot of our linemen are going to be juniors this year. And those guys lived in the weight room. And you kind of set a new expectation for what it's going to take to play Licking Heights football. You know, those guys, you know, don't want to go through what we went through last year. And even in the years when we've been, you know, 500, we've left some games, you know, on the table, so to speak. And so, you know, they want to win a league championship. And so we've said, all right, if you want to win a league championship, then you have to give league championship effort. And for the most part, they've risen to that occasion.
So we've got your first game Friday night against Newark. Is it more about who you are at this point more than what the Wildcats bring to the table?
Yeah, I think so at this point in the season. You know, I think back on, you know, it wasn't all that long ago we had 3 scrimmages. And so, you know, it used to be like just gearing up for the 3rd scrimmage. We don't have that luxury anymore.
Right.
So this is a big week for us about improvement in all areas. It's not an area that we can't get better at. So we're really focused on, you know, ourselves and how much better can we get in 4 days of practice. You know, 5, I guess, if you count the film session on Saturday. But how much better can we get in these 5 days?
Coach, the LCL Buckeye, I think another strong division coming up. Granville has a lot of folks back. We welcome in Mount Vernon to the table. You hear Coach, he wants to see his program get better. And you had a heck of a game with Watkins last year at their home place. Talk about the strength of this LCL Buckeye headed into 2024.
Well, I can't remember it being better. You know, just on paper, you know, that doesn't mean a whole lot on paper. But if you look at what teams have coming back, you know, what Licking Heights has coming back, what Watkins has coming back, everybody's, of course, is talking about Granville, and they are going to be great. I don't remember a year where, you know, I look at scouting reports from last year and you saw junior, sophomore. It's going to be a meat grinder, I think. It's going to be one of the better years. Mount Vernon comes in, brings some excitement. You know, I know they've struggled a little bit, but got a new coach. They've always had athletes up there. So I think that's going to bring some excitement. The thing I like is that it evens out our side of the division.
Right.
So we've been having to go out and find a week 8 game every year, and that's almost impossible without traveling a long way. So the LCL is going to be, like I say, very, very tough this year with a lot of experience. You're going to see some outstanding athletes in our division, I think.
And Coach, for you, the LCL Buckeye, I mean, you've got your arch rival in Watkins, but as Coach alluded to, there's no gimmies, and every game could be a rival matchup.
Yeah, it really, the way things are right now, it's kind of that saying, you know, rising tide raises all ships, you know. I mean, every team could probably, to some degree, you know, beat every other team. You know, obviously with our rival, we always talk about throw the records out and all that, but that can almost happen with any team. You know, there's not a team that we don't respect and feel like it's going to bring a challenge every game. And that just makes our program better, and the more competition we can have for our kids, you know, across the board. Obviously, we like to just beat all of them, but, you know, it sets everybody up for, you know, bigger things and better success.
I just wonder, with what we were just talking about in the league being so balanced, you and Newark appear to be kind of in the same situation. I think that could be a great game just because it's two programs that desperately want to get off to a winning start and build that momentum for the rest of the year. So what have you been talking to kids about so far leading up to that Newark game about what they need to do to go to Whitefield and win?
Yeah, well, like I said before, you know, we're really focused on ourselves. I mean, obviously, you know, we watch the film, the game plan and all that. But, you know, and looking back at what we did in our scrimmages, and looking at, you know, specifically what we did in the Heath scrimmage, you know, we didn't do any special teams. So one of the big things we've been talking about and really tried to set the tone today in practice is special teams have to be a difference, you know, because with the way the scrimmages work, we don't do a lot of special teams now. So, yeah, so, you know, trying to make sure special teams is as squared away as possible. You know, really focusing on, for some of these kids, it's the first time they've had to digest a game plan. You know, it's not like we're going in putting in all these kind of new plays or anything, but just understanding what teams can do to us, you know, based on what we see on film, preparing for that. So it's also the mental aspect of like, all right, now we're focused on an opponent rather than just kind of, you know, practicing our stuff. And so I think, you know, special teams big. I think the mental side of it's big, and then just, you know, never being satisfied. I think it's the last thing is just, you know, obviously we were successful against Heath, and that's good and all, but you know, we can't be like, oh, we were successful then, and that's the end of the story.
Coach, you're moving to Division III, Region 11, which may be the gauntlet of all gauntlets, whatever division, ever region. Now, I know. You say we'll play whoever's in front of us and moving on. I don't see a lot of concern from you, but you also know that's one heck of a division you're going into.
I try not to look at it. No, there's some great programs in there. And, you know, coaches say we'll play whoever, but we're lying if we don't look at the strength of some of those programs. No, I know, again, being in it so many years, I can relate to past things. There was a time back in the early 2000s that we got moved up a division, and you would have thought the sky was falling out there in Hanover. And those years ended up being some of our best years. We made it to a state finals in that division. We made it to a regional championship a couple times. So, you know, it really is. You just play them one at a time. And, yeah, would I like to have stayed Division IV? Sure I would. But, hey, we'll play whoever, you know, whenever. So it's still the same game. It's just sometimes those Jimmies over there are bigger than your Joes, so you got to figure out other ways to do things.
Yeah, on the same note, I don't think anybody's going to be real thrilled, Coach, about seeing you on the other end of their schedule either. So that, just to be fair.
That remains to be seen.
Well, and Region 7's no cakewalk either in Division 2. You've got some big boys up there too.
Yeah, well, I believe you know, the defending state champs in our in our region. So anytime you got them in your region, you know, that's kind of the measuring stick you look up to. But, you know, I think our region's really deep. There's Northeastern schools, there's Columbus schools. You know, I think it's no surprise that the state champ came out of our region because, you got to win four pretty tough games, you know, to win the region. And, you know, we're hoping to get in there this year.
Let's hope so.
Guys, thanks so much. I know it's a busy week getting ready for the opening game. Best of luck to both of you, and we'll talk to you during the season.
Thank you.
All right, thank you very much.
We'll wrap up this edition of The Locker Room next as you're listening live from Ship Brothers Brewing on Kate 98.7.
Hey, football fans. As you know, a winning team starts with preparation, guidance, and the ability to work as a single unit. Let Par Excellence STEM Academy help instill confidence, social skills, and teamwork from the beginning to help ensure your child's success as they progress through their grade levels. Because at Par Excellence STEM Academy, we will help put the student in student athlete. Our classes and lunches are free, so enroll today. Find out more at parexcellenceacademy.org.
Life is sweet with
dessert. When someone asks, where's the local bakery? You say, Desserts Bakery, serving 35 flavors of cupcakes, cookies, buckeyes, cake pops, donuts, and more. Order your custom cakes from Desserts Bakery for any occasion. 381 South 30th Street in Heath. Life is sweeter with desserts.
Your family will love sweetness of.
Shamrock Printing is the county's best-kept secret. Their customer service and attention to detail makes every order perfect, whether celebrating your seniors or your school. And don't forget about them at your office. Their efficiency and pricing makes them the best choice there, too. Shamrock Printing can now print signage on all kinds of materials, like wood, metal, plastic, and canvas. Whatever you want it printed on. Shamrock Printing, South 3rd Street, Newark.
Husqvarna's riding lawnmowers are designed from the turf up to deliver cutting-edge performance and versatility for any sized property. Powerful, durable, and easy to operate, Husqvarna riding lawnmowers feature air induction technology cutting decks for superior cutting and pedal-operated transmissions for maximum operator control. And Husqvarna riding lawnmowers can be equipped with a wide variety of attachments to help you maintain your property any time of the year. Check out the versatility of Husqvarna riding mowers at Wright Brothers Power in Newark.
Everyone says it's the journey that matters. Not so at Ship Brothers Brewing. Ship Brothers is a destination in the heart of downtown Newark that is so spectacular, there's nothing like it anywhere. Come aboard to experience incredible appetizers, outstanding burgers and sandwiches, and the one-of-a-kind beer wall. What? That's right. Don't wait on a bartender anymore. Head to the beer wall and design your own tasting flight. Ship Brothers Brewing, a one-of-a-kind sensory destination.
ADHD. It's the child who can't pay attention or sit still in school, right? The answer may be yes. Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, or ADHD, can be complicated, and it can last a lifetime. Up to 75% of children and adolescents with ADHD have at least one additional mental disorder that requires a comprehensive approach to treatment. Learn more at moretoadhd.com. This message brought to you in partnership with ADA, ACO, and CHAD.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how while you will get a big tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You could chat on a game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch.
Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is the Licking County Locker Room, live at Ship Brothers Brewing on Kate 98.7.
And as we wrap up, Mr. Waller, why don't you promote the wonderful scoreboard show for
us? Yeah, as always, my sixth year, Mark Bruce's 100th year, I think, of doing the show. But We will be live 9 o'clock Friday night on T100, 100.3, and we'll have all the scores, about 50, 60 different area teams, a bunch of different counties, LCL, which we focused on tonight, the KMAC, a lot of Columbus schools, MSL. Those folks down in MBL land love to listen to us, so we'll have all those updates 9 to 11 Friday night like we always do.
They will have every score you need and some you didn't even know existed, I guarantee
you. And we'll talk to you if you want to call in and tell us and brag about how your team's doing. We have a lot of loyal callers, and you could be one of them.
And opinions are always shared in
that
situation.
Right. There's no smack talk, and everybody is respectful.
That's right. And don't forget, we will have Licking Heights in Newark before the scoreboard show, with our tailgate at 5 o'clock on T100, then the pregame at 6:45 and the live kick at 7. And then next Monday night, we're back here at Ship Brothers Brewing featuring the Newark Wildcats. And we'll be talking some football and volleyball that night as well. Hopefully you can join us at 6:30. Thanks so much for joining us. Here comes the high school football season. Hard to believe. We'll join you Friday night. You've been listening to the Licking County Locker Room live from Ship Brothers Brewing on Kate 98.7.
This has been the Licking County Locker Room on Kate 98.7. Tonight's show was brought to you by Shamrock Printing, Licking Memorial Health Systems, our excellent STEM Academy, Buckeye Valley Equipment, Lashley Tractor Sales, Desserts Bakery, Wright Brothers Power Equipment, and Ship Brothers Brewing.